www.thebrainfarm.com.
Live, your show, you take control of the airwaves, toll free at 800-259-9231, the packet8.net toll free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
As we launch into hour number three, you can bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, we give them away. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Now, we started two things last hour, and we're going to sort of reset and continue in a way. Last hour, you started telling us some crazy laws in this country, Mark, and they're always good for a good chuckle, though I doubt very many of them are ever enforced. And so I wanted to get back into some more crazy laws, since we have different radio stations on at different hours of the show. West Virginia is joining us in this particular hour, WVTS, Supertalk 950. So I think we should do West Virginia of the crazy laws, and then we'll start talking about how the police have become extra militarized.
Well, the West Virginia has got, it's a long list. According to the state constitution, it's unlawful for anyone to own a red or a black flag.
Wow. Okay.
In Alderson, West Virginia, one may not walk a lion, tiger, or leopard, even on a leash.
Hmm.
This must be a law because of
something happened. Yeah.
And there has to be.
I don't know. Maybe there's a chance that some of the lawmakers were just sort of getting creative. Like, we wouldn't want this to happen. We don't want any tigers out there. I don't know. Go ahead.
A person may not hold public office if they've ever taken part in a duel.
Hmm.
A person may be jailed for up to 6 months for making fun of someone who does not accept a challenge.
Wow. Okay.
Doctors and dentists may not place a woman under anesthesia unless a third person is present. Man, they're really protecting their women there in West Virginia.
Well, now, I can understand that one. Not that I'm for it, necessarily.
Well, I can understand that if a woman wants somebody, a third person present, that's fine and everything. Right. I don't think we need a law for that.
I don't think so either. But, I mean, they're concerned. Like, there's been sicko doctors out there. But then again, there's also a chance that a doctor could be a gay man and take advantage of a guy.
It could very well happen.
Right.
What about me? What about me and my molesting?
Yeah, you need protecting, too.
Huntington, firemen may not whistle or flirt with any woman passing a firehouse. Apparently, the gay firemen can whistle and flirt with the men passing the firehouse.
Yep.
It's illegal to beat your wife so long as it's done in public on Sunday. It is legal to beat your wife. Excuse me. It is legal to beat your wife as long as it's done in public on Sunday on the courthouse steps. That's Huntington, I would assume.
Wow.
If you wear a hat inside a theater, you may be fined. In Alderson, West Virginia, it's illegal to... that's the lion and tiger thing. Sorry, this thing has a couple of repeats on it, and don't know where they all are.
I'm just imagining some wife-beating guy saying, "Honey, get in the car, we're going downtown." Take care of you then.
In Nicholas County, West Virginia, no member of the clergy is allowed to tell jokes or humorous stories from the pulpit during a church service. Not allowed.
Good.
Somebody...
A law ensuring the churches will be boring? Is basically what that is? You can't tell jokes in church?
Well, I imagine that's probably disobeyed, but I would think that was probably passed by a couple of pious city council people.
Yeah, I guess so.
Or, excuse me, county council people. West Virginia, it's illegal to dig for ginseng in your neighbor's lawn without their permission.
Hmm. You can dig for other things, though. Huh?
I guess. It should be illegal to dig in their lawn for anything without permission. It's illegal for one to take roadkill home for dinner.
Oh, that's a shame.
It's perfectly good meat.
Yeah,
I don't know what the problem is. You can't fly a red flag in the front of your house if you're disappointed in your sheriff.
Well, you just can't fly a red flag.
That's the Constitution.
Why do we need that? Yeah, why do we need another law?
An extra one.
They really don't like their red flags.
It's against the law for men to have sex with any animal over 40 pounds in weight.
Hmm. Wait, over?
Yes, that's
what. Wait, what?
Hey,
you'd think that if it was going to be against the law to have sex with an animal,
why toss
in
the 40 pounds?
Well, I mean, it'd be the little guys. You don't want to hurt them. So if it's a bigger animal, maybe it's not as much of a big deal. I think that one's backwards.
Maybe. It's illegal to put an ice cream cone in your pocket on Sundays.
That one I've heard before.
Why?
I don't know. Just doing the crazy lists, you say that you don't ever remember them. That one was so bizarre, I remember it.
It's illegal to snooze on a train. What could possibly happen?
What else do you have to do on a train?
It's illegal to spit on any sidewalk which women may walk down.
Hmm. Disrespect.
Yeah, it doesn't... it's very strange. It's unlawful for chickens to lay eggs before 8 a.m. and after 4 p.m. They put laws on the chickens.
Yeah. confiscate
is
your chickens.
Is that statewide?
There we go.
Here in Nicholas County again. That's the joke one. No children may attend school with their breath smelling of wild onions.
Hmm.
Yeah. When a railroad passes within 1 mile of a community of 100 or more people in it, it must build a station and stop regularly to pick up and drop off passengers.
Okay. Is that weird?
It
sounds like a typical sort of railroad law.
Well, maybe they didn't want to pick people up in that particular thing.
I'm not saying it's good. I'm not supporting these. I'm just trying to figure out why they made them work. I guess that doesn't seem to be a crazy law to me.
And the last one, whistling underwater in West Virginia is prohibited.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know what the fine is for that.
How would you know? I mean, could you hear it coming up through the bubbles like they show you in the movies?
You could hear a little bit of noise. I don't know how a whistling would work, but I know when somebody's talking underwater and they're blowing air out, you'll hear a little bit of noise coming up.
1-800-259-9231. I think I'm showing my ignorance of physics. Like, sound waves bounce around. I know that. But if you blow a bubble underwater and yell into it, will the yell come out once the bubble goes up to the top of the water, or am I just living in a cartoon world? I think the latter. Let's go to David in Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, David.
Hi. I've got an interesting update about Salvia from the first state to make it illegal.
The first one to make it illegal. Okay.
I think we were, Delaware.
All right.
So I was actually talking with the lady that made it illegal.
Really?
And I was saying, you know, I agree that it's a strong substance. It's a dangerous thing. But suggesting we had worked with the shops to regulate it. And she merely said, well, you can only get it on the Internet, and we don't want people DUIing on Salvia.
When has that ever happened?
I don't know. I don't even know if that's possible. So it sounded kind of funny.
Yeah.
But, you know, I took that, and I went with it, and I said, you know what? She doesn't want DUIing, so let's take a look at the laws, you know? And I said, well, the DUIing laws, I said it's a minimum of 6 months to four, maybe 10 years or so if you... are responsible, and I said, you know, that means not harming anyone, including yourself. And I said, but the penalty for irresponsible action, like driving under the influence, is a maximum of 6 months. So, you know, it's infinitely less the DUI. So I'm saying if we want to encourage responsible behavior, we should actually flip that around.
Can you run that by me one more time?
Okay, sure. I'm just saying that it's a minimum of 6 months for responsible behavior of substances.
I don't understand. Wait, what?
So, like using Salvia, 6 months?
Probably more for that one. I just took, like, say, marijuana is probably the least, so you said 6 months.
You mean in Delaware, if you get caught for possessing marijuana, you're going to spend 6 months in jail?
It's a minimum of 6 months.
Holy crap.
And you're saying that if you would get a DUI, then the first penalty there is less than 6 months.
It's a maximum of 6 months. So in other words,
gotcha.
They make sure you cannot serve as much time as if you were irresponsible.
I see.
If you're irresponsible.
I'm still enjoying the suggestion that anyone would ever use Salvia while driving.
That just sounds funny.
That is psychotic. The only way you could know about Salvia is to have done research on Salvia for the most part. It's not really, you know, pimped out in the stores or anything like that. And you would know that it's a very a psychedelic substance. I mean, it's a hallucinogen, essentially. Is it a disassociative? I don't really recall what the exact term is for Salvia, but it's going to mess you up. And you aren't going to want to get behind the wheel of a car at all. In fact, you need to be in a dark place, a comfortable place. You need to have a sitter. So anybody that smokes Salvia while driving deserves whatever it is they get.
Yeah, but the interesting thing is she sends a reply back, and it's possibly giving me an opportunity to suggest a change in law, as long as it's related to DUI, because that's what she's really concerned about. I mean, I'm concerned about that, too. But she says, I raise an interesting point. And she suggests that the reason why alcohol carries such a lower penalty, that is, driving under the influence of alcohol, is because, one, alcohol is socially acceptable, and two, some members of the legislature drink and drive, and they get to make the laws.
Well, at least she's being honest with you. You know, if you've got an open dialogue with her and she's not being insane, I say continue it and let us know what happens. Thanks for the call, David. We appreciate it. More on the way, 800-259-9231, because sometimes it's hard to have a dialogue with the drug warrior. They just want to rant and rave. But if they're listening, keep talking. By the way, keep asking questions as well. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. January 29, 2007. Gold, 642.10. Ounce gold coins are 663.10, 333.54 for half, 167.06 for quarter ounce coins at 663.10, 333.54, and 167.06. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency, 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps 2/3 over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses 1/5 of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over 1/2 to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Faryshev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost 1/2 of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
Shelly, you look ex-
Oh, wait, why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could do something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bedfan.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231, the Packet8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are on the house. We give them away, and that does include the bulletin board system. Over 180,000 posts, over 1,400 people interacting. It's all totally free, and it is a lot of fun at freetalklive.com.
Unlock the key to their heart this Valentine's with 1-800-Flowers.com. They'll help find the perfect way to express your love. From the freshest cut flowers, expertly designed arrangements, unique gifts, and treats like their gourmet Cheryl & Company cookies, mouth-watering Fannie Mae chocolates, and more. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice. And through the 9th of February, you can buy 12 roses and get 12 free, plus a free vase, and that's $40.
Not too shabby.
I mean, that's a lot of roses for $40.
There you go, 1-800-Flowers.com. All right, so we talked a little bit in the second hour about the militarization of the police. And the article was about how the military is actually just giving a bunch of military equipment, that of course your tax dollars paid for, to the police. And that was just one point that I wanted to make on how the police have become more and more militarized over time. And I thought it made it pretty clearly. But apparently Popular Mechanics has done an entire expose on this, Mark.
They did. I am a subscriber to Popular Mechanics. I like to tinker with things, and I especially like to read about other people tinkering with things. So I was surprised to see, because Popular Mechanics loves to show guys the latest gizmos and gadgets that kill people from the military. I believe on
like the death ray gun thing.
I think it might have been the last issue that came out. They had the new version of the Tomahawk missile there.
Okay.
You know, and it could be nuclear, a nuclear delivery system. Amazing. But they just love that stuff. So for them to come out on an article like this really surprised me. It's very middle of the road, but it takes a hard line against the SWAT team use.
Really?
Police and soldiers are supposed to be different. Hold on just 1 second. It's from Popular Mechanics, and it's the Glenn Harlan Reynolds. He's the guest editorial law professor.
Harlan?
Harlan?
Is you know, that was going to be my first name.
Oh, God.
My parents almost named me Harlan.
Well, instead they named you Ian. It's not like you dodged a bullet. It's soldiers.
Like Harlan Sanders. The colonel.
The colonel? That was his first name?
Uh-huh.
That was colonel. soldiers and police are supposed to be different. Soldiers are aimed at enemies from outside the country, and they're trained to kill those enemies and their supporters.
Right. Blow stuff up, too.
In fact, killing people and breaking things are their main reasons for existence. Police look inward. They're supposed to protect their fellow citizens from criminals and to maintain order with a minimum of force.
That was the idea, at least.
That's the difference between Audie Murphy and Andy Griffin. Nowadays, I assume Audie Murphy must be some kind of war guy on television or movies or something.
Yeah, I don't remember. It's some old show.
Yeah. But nowadays, police are looking and acting more like soldiers than cops, with bad consequences. And those who suffer the consequences are usually innocent civilians.
Yep.
The trend towards militarizing police began in the 60s and 70s when standoffs with the Black Panthers and the Seminese Liberation Army and the University of Texas Bell Tower gunman Charles Whitman convinced many police departments that they needed more than 38 specials to deal with the unusual high-intensity threats. In 1965, Los Angeles Inspector Daryl Gates, who later became the police chief, signed off on the formation of a specially trained and equipped unit that he wanted to call the Special Weapons Attack Team.
By the way, Gates is a major drug warrior.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The name was later changed to the more palatable Special Weapons and Tactics, SWAT. Hmm. Programs soon expanded beyond big cities with gang problems. Abetting this trend was the federal government's willingness to make surplus military equipment available to police and sheriff's departments.
As we talked about last hour.
Yes, all sorts of hardware is available, from M16s to body armor, to armored personnel carriers and even helicopters. Lots of police departments grabbed the gear and started SWAT teams, even if they had no real need for them. The material was free, and it was fun. Don't blame the police, heck. If somebody gave me a Bradley fighting vehicle, I'd play with it too. I'd probably start a SWAT team, so long as I didn't have to foot the maintenance bill. And of course, the police departments don't.
Right.
The taxpayers
do. Yep.
Thus, the Sheriff's Department in landlocked Boone County, Indiana, has an amphibious armored personnel carrier. According to that county's sheriff-elect, the vehicle has been used to deliver prescriptions to snowbound elderly residents and to provide protection during a suspected hostage situation. Jasper, Florida, with 2,000 inhabitants and two murders in the last 12 years, obtained 7 M16s from the federal government. Leading an area newspaper to run the story the newspaper had a story with a subhead, 3 stoplights, 7 M16s. This approach, though, has led to problems both obvious and subtle. The obvious problems should be especially apparent to readers of this magazine. Once you got a cool tool and you find you want to use it, It's true whether it's a mnemonic drill, a laser level, or an armored fighting vehicle.
Well, they say, you know, if you give a man a hammer, he's going to look for stuff to hit.
Everything he sees is a nail.
Right.
SWAT teams designed to deal with rare events wound up doing routine police work, like serving drug warrants. The subtle effect is also real. Dress like a soldier, and you think you're at war. And in wartime, civil liberties or the possible innocence of the people on the other side, that doesn't come up much. But the police aren't at war with the citizens they serve. At least, they're not supposed to be.
This was a neutral article.
I'm just telling you. Like this makes perfectly good sense.
Yeah.
The combination of these two factors. This was put in Popular Mechanics.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't get more middle of the road. It's aimed at Democrats.
The publication is middle of the road. The article, on the other hand.
Well, he gets a little namby-pamby at the end.
All right.
The combination of these two factors has led to some tragic mistakes. No-knock drug raids involving dynamic entry, where the wrong house has been targeted, or where the raid was based on informants' tips that turned out to be just plain wrong.
Mm-hmm.
On September 23rd, 2006, SWAT team descended on the home of a farmer and his school teacher wife in Bedford County, Virginia. I was held at gunpoint, searched and taunted, and led into the house. A.J. Nichols wrote his local newspaper, I was scared.
Oh, this is the porn one, right?
Yep. I was scared beyond description. I feared that there had been a murder, and I was the suspect. And when the couple's three children came home, the police grilled them, too. The family was held under guard for 5 hours as the SWAT team ransacked the place, seizing computers, digital cameras, DVDs, and VHS tapes. 10 days later, the cops returned the belongings. And it turned, they're very lucky.
Lucky to get it back.
Really lucky to get it back. It is unusual. The cops returned the belongings, and it turned out that the special anti-child porn police unit that had made a mistake while tracing a computer address and sent the SWAT team to the wrong home. Sometimes homeowners are killed in these actions. Other times, it's the officers. When a narcotics task force raided
it. Mostly the former.
Yeah, well, you know, they've got they're on the surprise.
Right.
They've got the armor. There's a better chance they're going to survive, even in an armed instance. Sometimes homeowners are killed in these actions, but other times it's the officers. When narcotics task force raided the duplex apartment in Jefferson Davis County, Mississippi in 2001, they arrested one tenant, then burst into the adjacent apartment of Corey May.
Oh,
thinking a burglar had broken into the bedroom he shared with his toddler daughter, May shot the officer fatally. May was convicted of murder and sentenced to death. However, his sentencing was overturned, and a motion for a new trial is still pending.
Yeah, but he's still not in a good way.
Right. He's still in prison for 6 years for shooting somebody who came into his house, into his bedroom.
He thought he was being robbed or harmed or attacked. And who can blame him? You got a bunch of men screaming and yelling, kicking in your door. It's 3 a.m. You're just barely gaining consciousness. I mean, I don't blame him at all for what he did.
Yep.
And it happens time and time again. Radley Balco from TheAgitator.com, I'm sure he's mentioned in this article, he's done the statistics, run the numbers. What is it? I think he found out 40,000 occurrences like this a year, 40,000 people's doors kicked in.
You just don't hear about them because nobody gets shot.
Exactly, and it's just an outrage. More on the way, the militarization of the police. If you've had an encounter with them, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, researchedherbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away. And that does include the live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both totally free, freetalklive.com. Get registered now, and I mean now, for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. We've got less than a month here, Mark, before the forum.
Oh, but, boy, a month, and I get to spend, what, two luxurious nights with you in a hotel. And
hey, Julia's going to be there.
Oh, God, what the hell? Oh, God.
Register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, attaining economic and personal freedoms in America's freest state. This three-day event, February 23rd through the 25th, will be held convention-style in historic Concord, with some of the program taking place in the State House. Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Yes, I only asked the Free State Project to provide us with one hotel room.
Well, and, I mean, we're thrifty, if nothing else, and,
right.
And our thriftiness passes on to everyone else. I'm just going to, you know, like, put a blanket, or I'm going to draw a line down the center of the
room. I'm
line.
Sure if you asked one of our listeners nicely enough, they'd let you stay in their room.
I don't know those people. They could be like murderers or something.
Stop it. All right. Bring up whatever's on your mind. We're talking about the cops, the militarization of the police, and in fact, Popular Mechanics is bringing us the report. The numbers, talking about the, I don't think they've actually gotten to the numbers yet. I don't know if they do, but the significant number of no-knock raids that the police conduct in this country, and many times on totally innocent people. Talking about the history of the militarization, starting in the 1960s with Daryl Gates forming the first SWAT team. And then from there on, every other department in the country wanting to hop on board and get a bunch of guns and stuff.
Right, until it looks like the police department's at war with the citizens.
Until you can't tell the difference between the police and the military, which I think is a problem. How about you? 1-800-259-9231.
In a case that's now drawing national attention, 92-year-old Katherine Johnston, who lived in a high-crime neighborhood in Atlanta, recently opened fire on police when they broke down her door while executing a drug warrant.
Yep.
They returned fire, killing her. It's hard to believe that
she got three of them.
She hit
them. Didn't kill them, but she did hit three.
It's hard to believe that any of this would have happened if the police had taken less aggressive approach in the first place. Turns out it's all a big lie. You know, they made a huge mistake.
That's right.
And
these
police, their life was put in danger, and she was killed. It's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And for what? What are we getting out of this? What is the America getting out of this?
A drug-free America, Mark.
No, we're not. We're getting worse drugs than we've ever had before.
And we just need more no-knock raids. That's
right.
The solution.
Well, I think we should station a cop in everybody's house. It used to be that police came to the door, announced themselves, and then once a homeowner responded, entered the premises. Most policemen still work this way. But an alarming number now break down doors first and ask questions later.
Yep.
Don't get me wrong, police often do dangerous work, and they need equipment that's going to protect them. And dynamic entry is valid when dealing with desperate criminals. But there are tactics, but these tactics are being used on ordinary citizens and the police, and it puts the ordinary citizens and the police at risk. And when they do, it's often hard to get redress.
Plus, it also makes ordinary people hate the police. If they encounter this sort of behavior, if their friends or family members encounter this behavior, that doesn't do good for the PR of the police. We had a lady on the show, I think it was over a year ago, her name was Kim, and her son was killed by the police in the front yard of her house for no reason whatsoever.
So she said.
And can you just imagine what that'll do to your impression? And in many cases, we've heard from plenty of people that have said, you know, I liked the police until...
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
It's usually how it goes.
Yep.
Lawsuits against police and supervisors face strict legal limits in the form of qualified immunity, and prosecutors who work with the police on a regular basis are unlikely to bring criminal charges against officers who negligently kill people. But homeowners confronted with tactics like flashbang grenades and shooting that are intended to disorient targets tend to be held at a much higher standard. The result is, in like the Corey May case, is that people who do the laudable thing and defend their homes against unknown armed intruders sometimes wind up being prosecuted for murder. And in his case, murder of a Leo.
Yep.
I discussed the issue with political commentator Radley Balco, who wrote a troubling report called Overkill, The Rise of Paramilitary Police Raids in America. Balco said the problem is more common than people realize. He suggests that accountability and transparency are what we need. I agree. Police raids should be videotaped and in an archival format that discourages tampering. And I think that we need legal reform, too. Police who raid the wrong houses or to fail to give homeowners adequate warning, except in truly life-or-death situations, shouldn't benefit from official immunity. Our homes are supposed to be our castles. Police shouldn't treat them like enemy camps.
Hmm.
So I told you, he gets a little wishy-washy at the end.
Still, though, a very, very well-written,
poignant, yeah,
well-done article, and he's absolutely right.
And I love the idea that it came in Popular Mechanics.
Of course, ending the drug war would be the appropriate solution. End the war on drugs, then you've got absolutely virtually no need to do any sort of raids on anyone. I mean, wait them out. I like your approach. Just wait them out. Sit down the street. If somebody just robbed a bank, and you've traced them to their home, and they're holed up in their house... And they don't know that you've traced them to their home. Just sit there and wait. It's okay. I'd rather have you sitting and wait, police department, and pay the extra time for the overtime or whatever it would be required to do that, than have to have them pay out $500,000 in a wrongful death lawsuit.
Oh, please, they're not going to do that.
It's rare that happens. But we did read a story last week where a couple of guys got $100,000 because they had their heads crushed into the carpet at a car rental agency where the police had mistakenly chased them as the wrong guys. Oops. Well, here's another oops for you. And yet another example of over-the-top drug war-related SWAT-style policing, this one from StopTheDrugWar.org. The Gary, Indiana SWAT team fired a flashburn grenade into the home of a drug suspect, leaving him hospitalized with serious burns. According to the SWAT team's commander, it was just business as usual. Detectives from the department's narcotics vice unit had obtained a search warrant for the home of Daryl Newburn after making a number of drug buys there. Police surrounded the house, and a member of the SWAT team, led by Commander Anthony Stanley, threw a flashbang grenade into the house. The devices are designed to explode with a loud bang and a burst of bright light, thereby distracting police targets. Newburn was hit in the back and received a burn about 12 inches in diameter. That seems pretty serious.
Yeah, it does.
He's hospitalized under police guard at a local hospital. How it happened, I'm not certain, said Sergeant John Jelks, a drug unit commander. There's an entire unit devoted to drugs, and he's the commander. He says, quote, it's normal practice for them to throw the distraction device in first. Police recovered relatively small haul, $400 in cash, an ounce of marijuana, and a little more than a half ounce of crack cocaine, along with a pistol.
Well, it doesn't sound like that much more than possession to me.
Small time. This guy, I mean, he's a small timer.
Who says he's a dealer?
He's got an ounce. That's true. I mean, there's no evidence that he was a dealer, per se. Rather than investigating whether the use of SWAT teams and the firing of flash bangs is appropriate police behavior in low-level drug raids, the local newspaper limited itself to making smart remarks about the injured man's name. Quote, with a little help from the Gary Police SWAT team, Daryl Newburn had a most appropriate name on Monday. That's not funny. That's an insult.
He had a new
man.
Burn.
Yeah.
It is a new burn.
Isn't that cute? This is the kind of reporting that we're doing now in America. This is journalism in America today. That's how the Post-Tribune's reporter, Lori Caldwell, opened her lousy story on the incident. And yes, I inserted the lousy. The sergeant says, we knew he was in there and that he was armed. You know, again, the guy's got $400 in cash, an ounce of marijuana, a half ounce of crack cocaine. Why can't you just sit there and wait for him to come out of his house? He's got to go to the grocery store sometime, right?
Well,
he's just a drug user or dealer.
Well, when it comes to the drug war, that it becomes a problem because they can flush it. You know, they can flush all their drugs, and then you have no evidence,
right.
And then what are you going
to
do?
Well, that's another extra reason to just sit and wait. Wait for him to come out of his house. And then pull him over when he gets in his car. He'll probably have drugs on him then. You can arrest him then. I'm not saying that I support the war on drugs. I'm just saying it's a much less violent way to go about this. But no, the cops dig the violence. They dig the adrenaline. I know. I've asked them. They tell me they love it. They love kicking in those doors. They love taking that big concrete battering ram and busting down a door and blowing in the back and the front at the same time, weapons drawn. It's really exciting for them. Unfortunately, it's our lives that are hanging in the balance. Not that they care. And I'm sure, yes, some of the cops care, but they aren't the ones on the bad the raiding squads. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Only moments remain here, though. And just enough time for your call. If you make it now, 1-800-259-9231. Packet8.net. Toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, like over 320 of our listeners have decided to do. Now, why on earth would someone decide to be a Free Talk Live amplifier?
Well, I would assume that they enjoy the show,
mm-hmm.
believe in the message of liberty that we're putting out on the airwaves,
yep.
and the podcast waves and whatever way, whatever other waves we're putting them out on, and they want to see that happen more and more. Bring
that's
more
right.
listeners, get more affiliates.
Because that's what the AMP program does.
It really does.
Advertise, market, and promote, and it's a simple concept. Since we give away the website, all the features there, we give it away for free, this is above and beyond all that. It's a completely voluntary option for you to show your support for Free Talk Live to the tune of as little as $3 a month. That's all that we're asking for. We take the money in, and we turn it around into promoting the show, getting on more radio stations, getting on more people's internet connections, spreading the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's important to you, head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll also learn about some of the perks that amplifiers get access to. And then there's also some milestones that are involved in the AMP program that everyone will benefit from, whether or not they're amplifiers. The next milestone, for instance, is the webcam. So that's
right.
on the way. But we're going to need about $250 more in AMP to get to the webcam. So head over to amp.freetalklive.
Now, the webcam will be for everybody, right?
Correct.
Mm.
All right. So we were talking about the militarization of the police. If you've got a story, would love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. But in the meantime, we go to the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, the JPFO, and an alert from them. Since we're talking about guns and militaries and things like that, I thought
okay.
this was appropriate. Well, they certainly didn't wait long, did they? Alan Corwin, the author of Gun Laws of America, recently alerted us to some ominous activity taking place in Congress. Less than 3 weeks after the 110th Congress convened, they've already proposed four new gun laws. Here they are. The Child Gun Safety and Gun Access Prevention Act of 2007 would raise the minimum age for the ownership of a semi-automatic rifle from 18 to 21. In addition...
Because there's a big problem with that?
Children under 18 attending a gun show must be accompanied by an adult at all times. So you can't send little Johnny off on his own to go look at the tables. You've got to be with him.
Well, what's going to happen?
Nothing.
I mean, he's going to steal guns?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
One of the gun table people is going to shoot him?
There was one time at a gun show where a gun did go off. I was there for that,
wow.
And it was kind of scary. But it was an accident.
Sure it was.
And And it, thankfully, it wasn't being pointed at anyone because most people in the gun world understand the number one rule when dealing with firearms is you never point it at anyone. So it wasn't a huge problem. It was just really scary.
Yeah.
The thing I love about gun shows is it's the one place, one of the few places that will never get robbed.
You're never going to... Sure won't.
Worse, it calls for fines and jail time if a child gets hold of your firearm and uses it to cause death or serious bodily injury if you, quote, recklessly disregarded the risk that a child could access your firearm. More ludicrous is H.R. 428, the, quote, to require the Consumer Product Safety Commission to ban toys which in size, shape, or overall appearance resemble real handguns. Yes, you read that right. The Democrats are pushing the banning of toy guns if they resemble real guns in size, shape, or overall appearance. And this is a law that they actually have on the books in New York City. In New York City, you cannot buy toy guns that resemble real guns.
Crazy.
You can't. In fact, I think they might even ban the ones with the orange caps on the end.
So they have to be fluorescent yellow or something?
Right. I don't even think you can sell toy guns in New York City. I think it's gone that far at this point. And, you know, this article sort of, it's sort of a hit piece against the Democrats, as though the Democrats are the only ones that are anti-gun, when in fact the Republicans aren't doing anything to reduce gun laws. They didn't.
Right.
They had a decade to cut back on gun laws. Okay, yeah, they let the assault weapons ban expire. But they didn't actually actively take action to make guns, to give us more gun freedom in the United States. In fact, the Republicans actively support enforcing the existing 20,000 laws.
Right. What they were active in doing is putting their hands in our pockets as far as they would go.
They continue. There's also the NICS Improvement Act. NICS, of course, is the National Firearms Background Checks for the public required by the Brady Law. We'd like to tell you more about the bill, but weirdly, no information on it has been posted at the site for congressional legislation. But the most draconian of the bills is the Gun Show Loophole Closing Act of 2007. This misleadingly named bill, a gun hater's dream come true, systematically destroys not just the Second Amendment, but a number of your other rights as well. Quote, and this is from the guy who analyzed it, under the original draft, currently legal gun shows are outlawed without prior federal permission. Gun show promoters must agree to warrantless searches in order to operate, and may be arrested if private citizens talk at the show about gun sales that they wish to complete away from the show.
What?
Well, one of the things that you do when you go to a gun show is, or some people do, is they'll carry around their own personal weapon, maybe strapped to their back, or what they'll do a lot of times, they'll have a sign that they'll post to their back listing the firearms that they personally own and personally have for sale. See, there's the people that have tables at the gun show.
Right.
And then there's just the patrons. So the patrons will come in sort of pimping their wares, advertising their guns that they want to sell on their person.
There's all that extra backspace. Might as well use it for advertising.
Right. So you would maybe see me walking around. Hey, you know, I want to buy that AK. You got an AK for sale? Oh, yeah, sure. And then talking about maybe going outside of the gun show and doing that sale, apparently now going to be illegal if this bill passes. The right to assemble peaceably at a gun show or even plan for one carries stiff prison terms unless federal licenses are issued in advance.
They do like that kind of thing. Well, you need licenses. We need to check on your mandates and stuff.
Massive new bureaucracy is created because all shows and their exhibitors must be registered 30 days before the show, then again 72 hours before the show, and again 5 days after the show. That's in addition to registering anyone who walks in, plus any other information the Secretary of the Treasury decides by regulation is necessary on vendors, attendees, and the show itself. So all kinds of new hoops for gun show operators to jump through. It used to be that you could just walk up to a gun show, give them your $7 or whatever the admission fee is.
Walk in.
And walk in and look around. Now they want information on the visitors?
Mm.
It's going to kill gun shows.
Yeah.
This is just the beginning, folks, says
the
GPFO. And we're now, and we're in this alone. You may recall that President Bush has declared this his willingness to sign any, quote, assault weapons bill that comes across his desk, so we probably shouldn't expect too much opposition to legislation of this type. All these laws, of course, will be enforced by our friends at the BATFE. This begs the question, how many wake-up calls and how many knocks at the door do we need? 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. So I guess the message here is get your guns now, right?
Yeah, get loaded up.
Yeah, why wait? I mean, the longer you wait, the more draconian the laws are going to be.
Now's the time to buy the AK-47 and bury it in the backyard with 4,000 rounds.
And, of course, the longer you wait, also the higher the prices are going to go as well. And I think you can get 1,000 rounds of AK-47 ammo for like $150.
Really?
Which, That seems pretty reasonable to me.
I guess.
So 1-800-259-9231, the insanity of gun laws in this country. Of course, I mean, do we need to go over the basics of gun freedoms? It's clear that the states with the fewest gun laws, the fewest restrictions, have the lowest crime rates.
Right. And, it, you know, it's amazing that people don't realize this. They don't even believe it. You tell them and they're like, ah, how could that be? How could that be? Guns are dangerous. I mean, you'd think these guns were running around popping people left and right, like they're doing it on their own.
And the places with the highest controls, like New York City, Washington, D.C., they've got all kinds of crime.
When you outlaw the guns, only the outlaws have guns.
It seems
it's
so
easy.
Simple. Right.
It really is. Because if you outlaw guns, the good citizens, the ones that want to obey the laws, they'll say to themselves, well, it's not worth the trouble that I could get in this. I'll just turn my gun in, just like I'm supposed to. So then what do you have?
It's a good thing I'm not a good citizen.
The people that won't.
Like me.
Well, worse than you.
You're going to make me a criminal.
Well, they're going to make you a criminal by the possession of your gun simply
right.
because you won't give it up.
That's right.
But there's, but then you've also got that real criminal element that will use violence on people to get what they want.
Yeah. And those people won't be able to defend themselves.
Right.
And if they do defend themselves, they'll get charges thrown at them.
And here's the, I had this discussion last week with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
I said, really? You know, she was talking out against guns. She rarely does this, but I can tell she's not a mm-hmm. fan. She doesn't have much principle-wise against guns, but she just doesn't like them. They bother her.
Right.
And I said, do you want to put a sign out front of the house that says, this is a gun-free house?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to do that? Because, I mean, that's a good way to find out if somebody's really an anti-gun advocate.
Yeah.
They have a sign outside of their house that says, gun-free household.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to do
that?
She said, no.
Why?
She thought that was a dumb idea.
Why is that a dumb idea?
Because apparently it's okay for other people to have guns in their houses, and the fact that they do to protect her sort of by proxy,
mm-hmm.
you know, the fact that somebody's got guns in their houses there, but I won't have them in mine.
I see.
I'm better than that.
Has she ever
I'm
fired
a class above that. She has not.
I see.
So
you
I'd
know,
like
we'll have to get our ladies out to the range one of these
Yes,
days.
That would be a good thing. I think we should get something smaller than the Mossberg and the .45.
The AK.
Oh, God.
All righty. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
I just got to get my fingers all better. My fingers are all messed up. I really want to fire my guns up here in New Hampshire. I haven't done it yet.
Mm.
Looking forward to it. Because it's big up here. Guns are big up here. They're popular. Even the Democrats fire guns up here. So I want to get in all of that. All right. More tomorrow night. See you online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.